The hashtag MeToo movement has made a dent, but there's still work to do in our culture. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Charlotte Alexander, associate professor of legal analytics at Georgia State University, delves into what the next steps should be.
Harassment scandals continue to make headline news since the Me Too movement picked up steam in 2017 with a tweet from Alyssa Milano. My research looks at sexual harassment in the workplace and assesses the Me Too movement's progress in holding individual perpetrators to account and in achieving structural change. My team used text analysis to study 219 statements made by public figures accused of sexual harassment in the wake of the Me Too movement. Key findings include the fact that statements contain more defenses and denials than admissions, and apologies appear in only one-third of statements. Additionally, public statements tend to contain linguistic indicators of anger and defensiveness, and many statements rely on defenses such as "times have changed," "just joking," or "I grew up in the 60s and 70s," in lieu of taking accountability. I conclude that although the movement has made progress, there is still a need for structural change to overcome the normalization of sexual harassment in the workplace. My analysis revealed a lack of understanding of what counts as workplace sexual harassment under the law. To move forward, organizations and society at large must work toward communal definitions of acceptable workplace conduct. It also has implications for employers' training programs, reporting and compliance procedures, and hiring and retention policies. Further, we must be aware that the more power a person wields in the workplace, the more difficult it may be to step outside one's own position and empathize with victims and survivors. The future of the Me Too movement depends on systemic change. If we don't change the system that has produced, nurtured, and validated bad actors' behavior, it will continue to reproduce and recreate bad actors.
That was Charlotte Alexander of Georgia State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.